This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. $250 million can buy you the Cezanne painting The Card Players, or about 150 Lamborghinis, or, as we all learned this week, one of the nation's last remaining leading newspapers. I'm referring, of course, to the purchase of The Washington Post by Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon. Now Bezos can try to solve the problem everyone else in journalism is desperate to figure out: how to get people to pay for news. Some, like the New York Times, require a subscription to access online articles, and others, like yours truly, public radio, ask for contributions, as you well know. But how do consumers decide what price they're willing to pay? And how can news organizations get them to pony up the cash? Andrew Bojan is a media reporter for Pointer, which operates on the donation model, by the way. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What do we know about how people calculate the value of news?
Well, it depends what they're getting from news, is what most media organizations have found. One company that's really interesting to look at is Gannett, which owns about 80 daily newspapers in the U.S., and it's rolled out paywalls at all of them except one, USA Today, which delivers national news. What they've found is that people have proved willing to pay for digital subscriptions to their local papers, which often do the kind of in-depth reporting that few local media outlets can do. And in fact, in every quarter since the fourth quarter of last year, circulation revenue has grown while advertising revenue has fallen at Gannett.
So that's what's behind this hyper-local idea for the news, that people will pay for that, but maybe they feel that they can get their international news everywhere else on the web.
Right. They feel that that's more of a commodity, that that's something that they can get for free either from an international site or a big American newspaper.
Well, I'm wondering if consumers have a cost-benefit analysis then when it comes to news. And is part of that a sense that being informed is an investment, that it has worth?
Yeah, I think that there's been an increasing awareness among consumers that there's just no other place to get this stuff often. And it can be as simple as, you know, news from the local high school, football, or City Hall. And those are the places that are really hard to cover. They require intensive reporting, and newspapers are really the only places that can devote people to them. One site that I'm fond of citing as sort of the end of the paywall debate is the Weekly World News, which is the home of Bat Boy, and it put in a paywall in January, and it so far seems to be working. People have to have Bat Boy, so you know, if you want it, you're going to have to pay.
Well, that leads into my next question, which is how successful paywalls are.
There's been different experiences at different media companies. Digital First Media, which operates a lot of local papers, has found its results to be somewhat disappointing. And the New York Times has found that circulation revenue has replaced print advertising revenue.
Well, Bezos is known as an innovator. So what new ideas might he try out with the Post?
That is the question everyone has been asking this week. He told the Post himself that he has no plan at the moment, which I think for a lot of newspapers would be a terrifying moment. But I think when you're talking about somebody like Jeff Bezos, he's proven to be a very patient owner.
Well, I know we're in the area of speculation now, but one idea, of course, that's been floated is whether we're going to see something akin to the Kindle single model with individual articles or series of columns from Post writers, kind of a news pay-per-view idea.
Right. That's something that a lot of newspapers have had some success with. They'll turn long reporting projects into ebooks. You might not get somebody who wants to pay $3 to $10 a month for digital access to your newspaper, but they might pay a dollar for something that they're really interested in.
Andrew, can you tell us something about what you've been willing to pay for your news?
Yeah, I actually live in the Washington, D.C. area, and I subscribe to the Washington Post on Sundays, which gives me digital access through the week. And I also subscribe to the New York Times on Sundays for the same reason.
No Bat Boy.
No Bat Boy, no. No, but I've been tempted.
Andrew Bojan, media reporter for Pointer. Thanks so much for talking today.
Thanks so much for having me.